Hey, bad bitches. Today on the God Pod.
Alita just mad he can't be Scalia. Like, Scalia was more onerous, more cantankerous than you, and now you want to outdo him.
He's the Kylo Ren to Scalia's Darth Vader.
And that's why his hairline is doing what it's doing. That's why God taking that away.
One of my favorite smites. Famous shoddy Georgia O'Keefe. I accidentally texted her the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You were like, hey, I need something for the crib. I need something for the breakfast nook. Could you whip me up one of those nice flower paintings? I think, actually, God didn't even know it was vaginas in there until I just said it.
And now he'll never unsee it.
Now I can't stop looking.
If you're not a girl or a girl, you're not in the party.
Oh, yeah, I tried to listen to it and it was just static.
Exactly. It's, it doesn't work. Exactly. If you're a straight white guy, it just is like It just sounds like how La Croix tastes on your tongue.
Hello, dear listener. I'm God, and this is the God Pod. Once again, I didn't win the Mega Millions Powerball. Again. It's goddamn satanic rigged bullcrap. It's always some asshat in Illinois. You know what I mean, Jesus?
I do. I didn't win it either. We all dream of winning the lottery, and then we lose, and it's like, well, back to reality.
Mary, did you win?
If I would, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. God would be asking for money. I would be asking for
You'd
money.
You'd never know. No one would ever know.
You'd probably just disappear, right?
I mean, not really. I would slowly phase in my rich lifestyle into people's faces. Yeah.
So nobody knew you won the lottery.
Yeah, but like in Goodfellas, I would just pull up with a pink Cadillac and it'd be like, oh my God, how'd she get that? It's just, you know, the favor of God. I would do it. I would do it like a Pentecostal preacher.
And I would come over and be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, Robert De Niro, exactly. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I told you, no big purchases.
Lay low. Exactly. No big purchases.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand that. But you see how God's favor works, man. You can't help it, okay? Sometimes a pink Cadillac just has to pink Cadillac.
All right, well, you won my favor with your Goodfellas reference.
R.I.P. to Mr. Sorvino.
Follow the God Pod on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. There's never a bad episode. We shit gold, folks. Our conceptions are all immaculate.
I like shit gold. I might incorporate that into regular life. I like
our conceptions are all immaculate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, now that the church runs the USA, laws like End Poverty Now, Jesus Christ Act, and Feed the Poor for Christ's Sake Act will be passed, right?
Of course not.
Right, Jesus? Right, Mary? No? Oh, of course not.
No, because Jesus is a Republican. Duh.
Oh, I don't
what?
Totally kidding.
Yeah.
That's a slur.
Actually, that is a slur. Let's start acting like it is, because it is.
I do. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our top story today, Jesus.
Kentucky Noah's Ark sues insurance company over damage caused by heavy rains. Yep, not even their ark could survive the rains. There have been some terrible flooding situations happening in Kentucky, and many have died. But this is funny. This is funny. Noah's Ark couldn't handle
the rain.
Way
to couch it, Jesus. Way to couch it.
I just had to throw that in there because it's a developing story.
This has actually happened in 2019, I saw.
Oh, I see.
It was making the rounds again. Somehow it started going viral and people were just recognizing the absolute comedic perfection of this thing. Like, they built a Noah's Ark museum, but it's not capable of handling heavy rain.
Yeah, because shouldn't that be the appeal of visiting this ark? It's like it could survive flooding. And if it can't...
It's flimsy. It's very flimsy.
Shout out to white people and hobbies, I guess. Because there's some news items you just listen to and you're like, no person of color did this, you know?
No, well, Kentucky, they made a museum for Noah's Ark.
Yeah, this motherfucker. You know how much time you got to have on your hands to be like, I'm going to take woodworking and make it like this?
I don't think that he did it by himself. I think he defrauded the state for a bunch of money, probably.
So it's like a fucking Amish barn raising for the most useless fucking thing ever.
It's just a tourist, yeah, making a tourist spot in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be a functional ark. He wasn't even building a fucking functional ark.
No.
Especially for a Jesus.
The least functional ark ever.
Because God was very specific the last time. He said, fire next time. He said, not water again. Yes, it's in the Bible.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I talk a lot of shit, y'all. Okay, it's the thing you gotta know.
You were feeling very sassy that day.
Sometimes I'm sass central.
Yeah. He said, I'm not gonna do it with water again. Like, he was very explicit. So why would you then go build a giant boat?
And they've got steel now.
Exactly. Just hijack the Queen Mary 2 or something. I don't fucking know. And put a sail on it. There's so many other things you could have done with the time you'd use to build a fucking ark that I'm just not impressed.
Okay.
It's like when white folks, you know, white folks do go and do extreme sports. This is someone else's joke, by the way. But the joke is like white people do extreme sports and stuff because they don't experience regular peril and danger in their regular lives.
Wow.
I don't know whose joke that is, but it's someone else's joke.
That's pretty good.
And so I feel like it's with this. Like, you just didn't know what the fuck to do with your time. You were just like, you know what I want to do? I want to punish trees.
Yeah.
Like, fuck trees. They provide too much air.
Extreme! It's like in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yeah.
And there's those dudes who are like, extreme! And they're also racist.
Extreme! We're gonna build a boat. Extreme boats! Like, no.
Extremely racist!
No, man.
In the good news front, on the last episode, folks, I was furious because I found out the Choco Taco was being canceled by the woke mob.
Choco Taco.
Choco Taco. You heard that episode, right, Jesus?
Yes, of course. I edit everyone.
I made a new commandment about it, that thou shalt not end the Choco Taco. And the good news is the Choco Taco might not be discontinued after all. As I predicted in that episode, all this attention has made the company rethink taking it away.
It's a terrible decision to take it away. They are leaning in. This is pretty funny.
This is the leading issue of our time.
It is. Well, look, you need some things. You need some lighter topics to think about and talk about.
Lighter topics?
Well, to me, this makes me chuckle. I'm not currently addicted to the Choco Taco, though I was when I was a younger Jesus.
I'll be honest. I've never had one before.
God.
I just like the name.
It's a good name. It's a delicious treat.
And for that reason, I think it should continue to exist.
And it's just so funny. Ice cream and a taco.
Anything that rhymes should be allowed to continue to exist.
I will also add, there are numerous spin-offs available across the world. So if you miss the Choco Taco, though I do concede it is the one and only, there are spin-offs. So you can continue eating ice cream in a taco if you wish. But yes, Klondike says they are thinking about this decision. Did you see this photoshopped image? Or maybe this is real. The Choco Taco had a press conference.
It's real, Jesus. It's real.
It's speaking to the media. I think it could
be. It's not real, Jesus.
It looks real to me.
They photoshopped an image of a Choco Taco at a press conference.
It's so funny.
Take some media literacy, Jesus. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding. Of course I know it's not real. But
sure, Jesus. Sure, you're kidding.
Such a funny visual.
Yeah, it's coming back. So you know what I think we should do is tell everybody that the God Pod is ending.
Oh.
And then it'll cause a huge uproar.
You just scared me. Don't fucking do that.
Aww.
I was like, hold on a second. Y'all did. Okay. You're making a joke.
Wow. You see? Right. This is how marketing is done these days, Jesus.
I know. April Fools, we can do this. Maybe.
First, you have a name that rhymes like Choco Taco or God Pod.
Right.
And then you're awesome and wonderful for like 50 years and no one notices, right? And then you threaten to discontinue your brand and then people will finally try it.
Right. Yes.
Sorry, Mary. Didn't mean to scare you. It's just something I've been tossing around.
Yeah, but of course, if you're going to tell people now, they're going to fucking expect it.
Uh-huh.
You got to do a whole thing where it's like going out of business sale, God Pod, last podcast, get it, get them while they're hot, And then just keep doing that forever.
Even the greats do this. It's like Elton John's farewell tour.
Right. It's like a 4-year farewell tour.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. And then you're like, okay, we're done. We're done. All right, goodbye. Encore. Okay, since you asked.
I love the idea of God's retirement tour.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
That farewell tour is called the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour.
Absolutely.
Well done, Mary.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at Choco Tacos on eBay. You can buy them on eBay.
That's fucking disgusting.
How much are they worth right now? Like $100?
People are trying to sell them for quite a bit, but I don't know if anybody's buying. You can get one for $30.
Wow.
If they could promise me it would arrive frozen, I would maybe buy it. Because I want to have one last, potentially, Choco Taco.
I just want to be able to say it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to another section. We have some new segments that we've been debuting, and I like the titles. This one is called Jesus Fucking Christ, LOL.
JFC, LOL. GOP candidate says Jesus in the Bible didn't use pronouns, and everyone is dunking on her.
Actually, he did.
Yeah, there were, like, so many pronouns.
I am he.
Yeah.
Are you Jesus of Nazareth? I am he.
What about all the times I said thou?
Exactly. Thou is just Old Testament they, them.
It's literally like in like so many commandments. Every commandment, thou.
Yeah.
I should tweet that. Every commandment has a pronoun in it. Thou shalt honor the pronouns. And then I saw that this is another thing happening. It happened to this Laverne Spicer, and it also happened to J.K. Rowling recently, where Twitter, when it's your birthday, yeah, it says today is their birthday.
There was a tweet that went super viral about the J.K. Rowling one. So it's a screenshot of on J.K. Rowling's profile. It says today's their birthday. And then the person quote tweeted it and said, oh, they must be fuming. And this got 400,000 likes.
Wow. 400,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's huge. J.K. Rowling's so petty. I honestly wouldn't have been surprised if she left Twitter over that.
JFC, LOL.
JFC, LOL.
Plenty of pronouns in the Bible, dumb fucks. What else you got, Jesus?
The backlash to Christianity. Republicans are now panicked, but they only have themselves to blame. It's not the lack of school prayer causing people to abandon faith. It's that Christianity has become a toxic religion.
This was an opinion column in Salon.com by Amanda Marcotte. Yeah, I've seen this point before.
They're panicked because fewer people are practicing Christianity.
Fewer than half of Americans even belong to a church.
Yeah.
Or other house of worship.
Yeah.
Rates of church attendance are in a free fall, as younger Americans would rather do anything with their precious free time than go to church, like watch TikTok videos. As religion researcher Brian Burge recently tweeted, among those born in the early 1930s, 60% attend church weekly. Among those born in the early 1950s, 32% attend weekly. Among those born in the early 1990s, 18% attend weekly.
Wow.
Ha! Serves you right, jerks, for never giving me any of those sweet, sweet donation tithings.
People have a lot going on in their lives. They're also busy working multiple jobs, for example, to survive. And they just don't have time to go to church because they're not sure what the hell church would even provide for them. For those who do go, good for you. I mean, I know people get a lot out of it, but then there are others who are just like, why do I need to go again? What is this doing for me?
I have no issue with church. I go sometimes.
There's nice people there.
It's about connection, truly at the heart of it. It's about connecting. Mm. And for different communities, faith spaces have meant more than just faith, right? Like, for instance, the Black Church for Black People has meant a place of refuge, a place for political action and organizing. Like, church has more than it's more than just the building. When it's being done right, you're feeding the poor, you're housing the homeless, and you've seen churches now stand up as places of refuge for in the immigration fight right now and in the fight against like ICE and policing in that way. So I think church has a purpose still, But I think the church, as in the body of Christ, as they often refer to themselves as, have a moment of reckoning as to what the church is like. What is the church's purpose in today's day and age? There has to be a reckoning about that. Is it only extractive, where you're taking money from people to buy jets? Is it only about prosperity gospel and prosperity preachings? There have been a number of pastors, really prominent ones, who have tried to walk back their statements, but I don't think have done it as radically as they possibly could. But yeah, I think it's time for church to sit with the idea of, like, what is our purpose in this changing, vastly changing world?
Wow. 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 Mary Mags, everybody. Mm-hmm. That was deep. And I think that it's because of these Republicans. They're driving everybody away by making, they claim to love you more than anyone, right, Jesus? Mm. But then they exploit you and use you to then, like, justify their bigotry.
You know, I have my well actually voice on. So when we say Republicans, I think we, again, have to be very, and this is now how they want to be identified: white, Christian, nationalist, fascist. That's what that lady, Marjorie, whatever the fuck her name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, she's selling t-shirts.
Taylor Greene.
Is selling t-shirts, exactly. So they are embracing the fact that they are using Christianity to be white Christianity specifically, because if we actually look at the history of the things, Christianity actually started in Africa, but I digress, Ethiopia to be specific. But anyways, white Christianity is a very specific subsect, and there are people who ascribe to it who are very powerful in this country and use it for their own devices and their own aims. Will I say that is the Christianity that is practiced by every Christian? No. Just like when people rail against extremism in other religions, that we're always very, very, like,
yeah,
quick to say, but that's not how everybody who practices.
Hashtag not all Christians.
Exactly. However, those Christians are incredibly fucking, like, they're crazy.
They're Karens. They're the Karens of the religious world.
I wouldn't even use the word. And that's the thing. Karens are incredibly dangerous people.
Right.
It's not just about, oh, she's crying. Like, the fact that they do.
I want to talk to the manager of the church.
Yeah. And that manager now is money. It's not God anymore, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
Yeah, I will digress for now. I will say, though, if we're going to critique, we'll be specific to not just paint a wide brush against people of, like, faith. But dumb people, yeah, fuck those guys. Fuck those guys.
Well, the article goes on. In response to Americans losing interest in faith, Republicans are in full-blown panic, lashing out and accusing everyone else, liberals, schools, immigrants, pop culture, you name it, for this shift in religious sentiment. Worse, more are advocating the use of force to counter this decline. If people don't want religion, well, too bad. More Republicans are arguing that Christianity should not be optional. What?
That's where we get to theocracy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, because of the Samuel Alito recently whined, there's also growing hostility to religion. Listen, when someone writes whined, I have to use that voice. And there's also growing hostility to religions, just as Samuel Alito recently whined.
Alito just mad he can't be Scalia. Like, Scalia was more onerous, more cantankerous than you, and now you want to outdo him.
Is he? I mean, isn't he outdoing him?
He's trying. He's trying very hard. That's why he's you know, overcompensating.
He's the Kylo Ren to Scalia's Darth Vader, right?
And that's why his hairline is doing what it's doing. That's why God taken that away. That's why his forehead.
One of my favorite smites.
Yeah, he's having like an omni forehead where it's just like you don't know where it ends because the forehead just keeps going now. Because he got like a fucking hairline like a Gregorian monk. Like that fucking shit.
I love the slow smite.
Just ever so slightly. I mean, I feel like you could ratchet it up.
One that they can't really hide.
I would like you to ratchet it up just a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The taking away the hairline is, you know, it's pleasing to me.
Yeah, because the public has to see that. I've been trying to talk God into doing Pinocchio noses on people he wants to smite, but...
Have you? Ooh. I don't remember you ever saying that.
Oh, well, no wonder you haven't enacted it yet.
You're like, I say it every episode.
That movie, Liar Liar, would be cool, bro. If every time they lied, something happened.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. There's so many people I should do that to, where they're trying to lie, but then they just say the truth. Like, can you imagine Trump? Like, I just do that to Trump?
That'd be great. Yes.
We get all the secrets. In our last section in JFC LOL, at Strictly Christo wrote on Twitter this week, why are Christians so susceptible to conspiracy theories? And that got a lot of responses. Is that true? Are they more susceptible?
I think everybody is.
Yeah, look at Moses.
It's not just Christians.
Everybody is in this year of the me 2022?
No, I think all humans are, especially in American society. You know, it's kind of a thing. If your government fails you quite a bit, it opens you up. I think, I've watched enough. I got very much into cult documentaries last year.
Oh.
And one thing, they always have like a deprogrammer or someone who does like cult psychology come on and talk about it. And one thing they always say is the best way to protect yourself from ever falling into a cult is to admit that you too can join a cult. Because the person who
it could happen to you.
Yeah, it could happen to you too. And wow. If you know that about yourself, it's that coming to it with that humility is necessary in order to not fall into that trap. Because if you think, oh no, I'm too smart and I could never get caught up in it, those usually be the first ones, because they don't question their own. Because when they do get wrapped up in the cult, they'll never question their own thinking because their thinking is infallible, right? So the first thing you can ever do, that's why I think it's everyone. Everyone is susceptible to cults, to conspiracy theories, to all of this stuff.
Everybody's susceptible, but aren't some people like more susceptible?
Of course, but I would say I still think it's everybody it's everybody. Because I would say I almost gave it to you when I was thinking about class, but we have a whole billionaire class of people who are operating on eugenicist science, books about what the word, like, fucking, they're reading Henry Malthus again, bro.
You know what, Mary? I'm going to give this one to you because you said a bunch of smart shit that I don't understand.
Okay. That's
like Henry Malthus.
Yeah.
And that sounds really smart.
Okay. You see? And that's how you get, that's it. I should start my own cult.
I will follow you to the gates of hell, Mary.
I don't know what to name it.
The bad bitches.
Bad bitch collective. I don't know. I have to think about this. It would be so fun. Would it be a sex cult, though?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I have to think. Would I make us all dress alike? Would everybody have to get weaves? I don't know. There's so much here.
What would the symbol be?
Ooh, not Virginia Woolf. What's the shorty that paints the flowers that look like vaginas?
The shorty? Right.
Help me. The woman.
Woman who paints flowers looks like vaginas.
Yeah, put that in Google and you'll see it'll come out.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Thank you. I don't know why I confuse her with Virginia Woolf all the time.
Google's so good.
Famous shawty, Georgia O'Keeffe.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
I accidentally texted her the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You were like, hey, I need something for the crib. I need something for the breakfast nook. Could you whip me up one of those nice flower paintings? I think actually God didn't even know it was vaginas in there until I just said it.
And now he'll never unsee it.
Now I can't stop looking. Wow.
You did put a lot of phallic things into nature though, God. I know you did that on purpose.
I know, totally intense.
Uh-huh.
And this has been JFC LOL. Dun, 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 dun,
hey.
Dun.
Thanks for listening, listener. If you're still with us, our next segment should be fun.
Oh, I know you are, because that was fucking amazing. What do you mean?
It was. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
That was super dope. We talked about cults. We talked about vagina flowers.
It is
I mixed
super
up
dope.
White people. It's all of my main greatest hits.
We're dope as fuck, but only get two in the source.
It's my greatest hits.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
It's time for Entertainment Today with Mary Mags.
Oh, I'm so scared. Okay, let's do it.
Wait, are you able to do, like, Satan's been doing an entertainment segment, and he takes on the voice of, like, one of those guys on an entertainment show?
All right, I'm going to try.
Are you able to try and do that? All right.
Tonight on Entertainment Today with Mary Mags, Taylor Swift ranks worst in celeb carbon emissions due to private plane use. The internet has jokes. Now, okay, apparently she's flown her private jet 170 times out of the first 200 days this year. Now, they also tried to clown, Drake about this. And Drake was like, oh yeah, actually that's just them flying the plane to go store it.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry about those short private jet flights. The plane was empty.
Yeah, even better.
Which is even worse, you stupid bastard.
So, Jesus, how do you feel about the fact that Taylor Swift is killing the earth?
Yeah, Jesus, you're a huge Taylor Swifty fan.
Swifty. I don't know if I say huge, but yes, I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, walking it back now. Would you like me to play you at least 300 occasions where you expressed your love for Taylor Swift?
This week, I'm all about Beyonce and Renaissance. But yeah, I think this is a really bad look. It's so interesting to me how we used to, how the internet and just society used to glorify private jet photos, you know, celebrities with their private jets. Yeah. And as humans have become more concerned about the environment and CO2 emissions, etc., this has suddenly looked way less cool. And There's been strong backlash against recent photos, not just Taylor Swift, but who was it? Kylie Jenner, maybe?
And
her boyfriend or husband.
Elon Musk, Kylie Jenner. All these people. They take like 2-minute flights to go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they need to no longer post
to get their
about
tacos.
Their private jet flights. I know they're going to continue doing it.
Yeah, listen, celebrities, I'm sorry. I know you don't like this, but no more PJs.
No more PJs. What do you mean? Oh, private jets. I was thinking
Succession reference, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah, it's just they can't, it's not sexy anymore to have a private jet.
They're going
to
be like, what?
They're not going to start flying commercial. We know that's not going to happen. I understand it to an extent. Like, if you're on a concert tour, you're not going to be flying Delta to get to your next show. I understand.
But they do have to be more responsible with their usage.
They really should be. And they certainly shouldn't be bragging about them. That's the thing. It's time to stop bragging about them, Kylie Jenner and others who post pictures with their private jets.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture the other day and it was like, which one, yours or mine? She was kissing her.
Exactly. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, it's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
You're going to hell. You know you're not going to heaven with those things, right? You can't fly to heaven in your private jets. You can't take it with you.
We set up a force field to prevent those from entering the palace area.
It actually also says that in the Bible, you can't take it with you. It's it is easier for a camel to enter the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. So,
boom.
And I know some very aerobic camels.
Them camels be stretching.
They do
Suzanne Summers very much. You know, they wear spandex.
Pilates all the time. Yeah, sorry, Taylor Swift and Drake. You're going to have to start using your private jets less often. Oh, and Taylor's, I love this. Her publicist came out and basically said she generously rents out her jet for her poor friends who can't afford their own personal jets to use. She wasn't doing it herself. She was just loaning it out.
Give them money to fly commercial. I'm sure it's expensive to run that private jet.
Get on that so that, you know, you too can have the threat of monkeypox looming the fuck over you. Get in there.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, once in a while, Jimmy Carter's on your plane and he shakes everyone's hand.
That's nice. That's an experience you can only get on Southwest.
That never seems to happen. It's always a Karen and with monkeypox who's mad at you because you accidentally elbowed her in the head. There's this picture going around of the Lorax with Taylor Swift. Have you seen that, Jesus?
Okay, I didn't understand why this was in here, but I think now I get it.
Yeah, the Lorax knows. But you know what? I wanted to talk about this, too. While we're talking about the celebrities, you know, what they're doing is bad and many, many times worse than any, like, regular human could do in a lifetime, right? It's very bad. But let's not forget about those big companies, right? Like this headline, leaked, U.S. power companies secretly spending millions to protect profits and fight clean energy.
What? Wait, secretly? That was never a secret.
Apparently so. Well, maybe the secret is that they were spending more than we thought.
I just sneezed three times in a row. That's how much that headline bothered me.
Bless you.
That's how dirty the air is up here in heaven. Thanks a lot, U.S. power companies.
No, but this was, I don't know, it's not really ever been a secret. They've been going to churches to talk to people across the Bible Belt. It's been going on for years to make them, like, because, you know, the Bible says you're supposed to be a steward of the earth and you're supposed to protect it. So it does take people and a lot of money and a lot of people with a lot of will to make good Christians or folks who see themselves as such not want to protect the earth.
Completely forget what's in the Bible and favor the opposite.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah. It's a lot of money has been spent. Citizens United, anyone? Like, I don't, why is this just shocker? Why is this like this new thing?
There's a candidate running, like a Republican, who they asked, what do you think about Citizens United? And she said, what is that?
There we go.
Wow.
And in Florida, they no longer, because there's a shortage of teachers, they no longer need like any experience or college education to be a teacher, just military, I think. Did you hear about that story?
Mm-mm.
Didn't we speak about that on air?
No, we were talking, that was about Arizona.
Oh, right.
Now this is Florida, Jesus. That's a different hellhole.
Another crazy state.
Yeah. So now, basically, you were in the military, you can be a teacher.
I thought that was Arizona as well, because Arizona said, oh, yeah, it's like if you have an associate's degree or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're both doing it.
Oh, sweet.
It's spreading. It's spreading, you see.
So great. So maybe the kids are better learning everything off of TikTok. Who the fuck knows? It's unvetted.
Let's talk about this. Renaissance Review, America has a problem, and girl, Beyonce ain't it. New York Times.
Favorite songs on Renaissance, Mary?
Favorite songs? All of fucking it. I'm not interested in critique. I'm not interested in what anybody has to say. I don't even know that I care about anybody else's favorite fucking songs. The album is wonderful. I love that Beyonce said, hey, black gay people, here's something for the girls and the girls. Okay. And I love that. And I love her for it. She didn't have to be so generous. She didn't have to love us so much.
What does that
really,
mean?
Really
here's
does.
Something for the girls and the girls.
I don't have to explain. You see what I said? You see? It's not for y'all.
She doesn't want to talk about it, but she does want to talk about it.
If you're not a girl or a girl, you're not in the party.
Oh. Yeah, I tried to listen to it and it was just static.
Exactly. It doesn't work. Exactly. If you're a straight white guy, it just is like shh. It just sounds like how La Croix tastes on your tongue.
Sort of like how the adult sound in Peanuts.
Yeah, but you like it anyways. You like it and you don't know what you like, and that's perfect. It was multi-layered. It was stacked. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It was just, oh my God, the fucking harmonies. She's doing 5-minute songs again.
Mary didn't make it to the last podcast. I think it was because this album came out the night before.
Yes, I want you to understand.
She was in the Renaissance.
I want you to understand. I was taking a fucking Uber on the Rainbow Road of Heaven, and I made that man give me the fucking aux cord. Know that.
She was on the horse.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I got a text, and it was like, I can't make it today. And I was like, okay. And
she did it for me. Did she do it for you? I don't know if she did that for you. She definitely did it for me, though. And I love her for it, and she's a wonderful person. She didn't need to be so generous. She didn't need to be so generous. Actually, when I go out on dates, let me just tell you how much I love Beyonce. When I go out on dates, and if anybody out there actually know Beyonce, please let her know that I exist and I do this. My test of if you're a misogynist is how you feel about Beyonce. You don't have to be a stan. You don't have to be in the beehive. You don't even have to, like, listen to her too much. But if you are incapable of admitting that woman's fucking greatness, her mastery of her fucking craft.
Are there people who dare?
Yes, there are many people who think she is overrated. And those people are haters who have internalized fucking misogyny and hate women. And fuck y'all. Anyways, moving on.
And they like being contrarian.
Yes. And I don't, that it's a first date question. How do you feel about Beyonce?
Red flag.
Big red flag. Because if you're not even able to admit that she is amazing at what she does, maybe the music is not for you, but you're, that's fine. I'll take that.
You're just jealous. You're just jealous that someone could have that much talent and you have none.
Exactly. I'll take that. I'll take, you know, I don't really, like, I like a couple songs, but she's fucking amazing. She works so fucking hard. I'll take that.
She's amazing. Are we on a date right now?
Actually, I should have asked y'all this before I signed up for this job. How do you both feel about Beyonce?
Hmm? Well, I mean, obvious.
Sure, sure.
We love her.
I love her. All of her albums hold up really well, too. Like, this weekend, I've been exploring Lemonade again.
Well, it is summertime. It's August.
True.
Four is forever my album. Four is my album because great. I have taste and class, and I'm a child of God. And so, That's what it is. That's where we are.
I like all the single ladies.
That's wonderful for you, God. I like that. God is a single lady, y'all. Y'all heard it?
I like dancing to that song at weddings.
Oh, it's good. It's good at the white people wedding. Y'all go up. Y'all go up for it, honey.
Yep.
Just broke up doing my own little thing.
Doing that little wrist turn.
Yes.
The white people love it.
They do. That one. And then right after Single Ladies is I've Got a Feeling. But yes, I love Beyonce. Thank you so much, Beyonce. You just knew we needed it in that moment. Shout out to Beyonce Uncle Johnny, who is in heaven. I did confirm. He is over here. He having a good time, honey. Don't you worry about it.
Beyonce, aww. Please notice Mary Maggs. Yeah. And dear listener, please get Beyonce to notice Mary Maggs.
I would evaporate into the sky. We're already in heaven, so where else could I go?
Beyonce, do the God Pod, Beyonce.
No, I don't even want Beyonce here. Mm-mm, I don't even want Beyonce here. She's just...
It'd be too much to handle.
It would,
I think I would evaporate too.
Yeah, man. Could you imagine? I don't even want Maya Rudolph. Maya Rudolph doing a Beyonce impression would be too much for me to handle.
Oh.
Do you see?
Speaking this of is... Maya Rudolph, I've started watching her new show called like Loot.
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
I don't have Apple TV yet. It's an investment in myself that I'm gonna make at the end of the year.
Is this good? Do I need to watch it? Loot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay. It's basically like she's married to a billionaire, like tech guy like Jeff Bezos, and then divorces him because he's cheating on her. And then she gets billions. It's basically like, you know, what's actually happened with Bezos' situation.
Okay.
And now his ex-wife is giving tons of money. And bless her for that.
I just want to briefly let the humans know that my favorite songs from Renaissance are Pure Honey and Summer Renaissance.
Okay, 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 Jesus. All right, okay. All right, all right.
We see you.
Deep cuts. For me, Alien Superstar is what you hear when you're ascending into heaven. And God is like, come through my faithful servant.
What?
Oh, God, if only you could listen to it.
Okay, let's get that changed today. Jesus, can you talk to St. Peter?
I'm making sure that's the hold music. Like the Beyonce Renaissance song, When You Call Heaven, is the hold music now. Like, that's what starts playing. It's Plastic Off the Sofa.
Jesus, text St. Peter.
Okay.
Text St. Peter and get him to change it to that interdimensional stairway song.
On it now.
Yep, Alien Superstar for sure. Cuff It is the hold music also when you're trying to get different departments in heaven. Different things, you know? It's just, we're just going to be doing that.
I like America Has a Problem because I agree.
That's and you know what? She didn't even talk about it. You see, people thought she was going to get real political.
I know.
And she was like, hey, fuck you bitches. America has a problem. And that problem is that it needs more of me in it. Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
It needs more cowbell.
More fucking cowbell. There was some cowbell on this. Heated was also my shit. Like when she was using the fan as the beat. Oh my God. Multifaceted. Multi-layered, once-in-a-generation talent. Fuck yeah, Beyonce.
Look at this. Huh. I've never heard Mary so happy. This makes me happy.
Let it out. Let it out.
She took me out of apathy. She took me from my river of apathy, which I usually dwell, where I'm too cool for school in most things. And like, I care about a thing again. I care. I care about things.
I can hear it in your voice.
It's disgusting. I really don't know how to feel about this. Mary, let me ask you,
how long will this feeling last?
How long do I think what's going to last?
This high you're on off of Beyonce's new album.
Oh, she's going to give me a couple of months off of this. I've ordered new headphones.
Through the summer, at least.
Because do you understand? I got myself a box set before I knew what the album was even sounding like.
Wow.
Break My Soul came out, and I was like, okay, this is cute. This is all right. Then now I heard Break My Soul is part of the whole thing. Her fucking mind. Anyways, I got myself a box set.
If I can get Happy Mary for like a couple months, thank you, Beyonce. Please release another album in a couple months.
Anybody who wants to send me to the show, because I'm going to the show. And, you know, I'm trying to like, I'll probably do some sort of GoFundMe in my own personal life to send me to a show in Europe, because she always does different on her European legs of tours. So I'm going to do it here in heaven. And then I'm going to watch it on the Jumbotron in heaven, too.
Can we get her to come to heaven? That would be amazing.
Beyonce does ascend. Not in that way. She ascends. She transcends human existence from time to time.
Because, like, Jesus was the only, you know, deity to go down to Earth and assume a human form. Maybe Bey can be, like, the first human to hang out in heaven a little bit and then go back down. Okay, well, let's move on to a new subject. Because we love her, we respect her, but it's enough already. Okay.
No, never enough. Never enough.
That was quite an ending to Entertainment Today with Mary.
Date is over. Okay. let's talk about some more TV. DC Films reportedly still doesn't know what to do with Superman.
Aww.
Because the studio reportedly is unsure how to make the character relevant to modern audiences.
Please don't make him black. This is the first time I agree with the incels in their mama basement. I don't know. Superman's one of his powers.
I was wondering what this meant. And Dana McKiernan on Twitter said, people have been dunking on this mightily for a couple of days now with good reason, but nobody has put their finger on the key issue. A mega corporation doesn't know how to make an immigrant, orphan, anti-fascist journalist relevant without also making him liberal. Ooh. They're saying this is what Superman has always been about. He's an immigrant from another planet. Hello, he's an orphan. Also, Superman has always been like anti-fascist and a journalist. Clark Kent's a journalist. And those are things that there's a growing movement of fascists, you see. And so therefore, Superman, like Jesus, what people believe about him has to be completely changed to serve corporate and right-wing influences. Get it? And she goes on, because if you really look at Superman as a whole, you get someone who is anti-racist, anti-bully, and pro-everybody. So how do you make him relevant but also not obviously alienate American conservatives? Answer, you can't.
There are other characters in the DC universe. I know Superman is beloved.
He's not your favorite because of Homelander, right?
Homelander
has ruined Superman.
No, I just never found... He was like always a goody two-shoes with a chiseled chin.
Boring.
And also, right? I just was like, one of his superpowers is that, much like Joe from You on Netflix, he is able to blend in because he's white. And so, or at least he looks white. Which is why when they're like, oh, we're going to do a race blind casting to Superman, I'm like, but everybody's going to notice a black man, like, unless we're just going to suspend belief in this way. I kind of think, like, for that character, it's kind of an important piece to how the character appears. Whereas I don't think that is the case for a number of other characters.
Is anyone talking about making Superman black?
They had played with a casting. Now, I don't know if this was fan casting or if this was studio, but there were rumors that Michael B. Jordan was being considered for the role.
This is literally just How do they have the traditional white Superman who hates fat, who's anti-bully and pro, literally, he's not allowed to be a goody two-shoes anymore, is what they're saying. They're struggling. This is how some people are interpreting this.
I see.
I think it's interesting because it bears similarities to what's going on with Republicans in the church.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to video game talk.
Okay.
I would like a Deathstroke movie. That I would like. There's just so many. Darkseid is an interesting character. I mean, we've done Joker to hell.
Yeah, just leave Superman alone. Like, why do we even need to be touching him right now?
Leave Superman alone!
Marvel has shown how that you can make audiences care about unknown superheroes. Unknown to the masses, I mean. So, try some other characters.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot there.
Superman has a weakness. It's kryptonite.
I want a Constantine movie done right.
What's my weakness, Jesus? Lack of money.
Lack of money.
Lack of money.
Gosh, where do we start?
My weakness is DoorDash.
Naps.
Okay. Let's move on to video game talk. Because Jesus, there's a new Grand Theft Auto game coming.
Yes.
You know how much I love playing Grand Theft Auto. I've always thought it has some pretty good satire embedded in the game.
Oh.
And yeah. It's always been enjoyed by idiots also, unfortunately, because the new GTA 6 is confirmed to have a Latina protagonist, and the internet is divided over perceived forced wokeness. Quote, why are they making it woke?
And this would also be the first time there's a female lead, right?
Yeah, which is also a
big deal for Grand Theft Auto. It's always been guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think this is great. In this report, we learn that Rockstar is trying to be more progressive, get with the times. And now we're seeing that happen through Grand Theft Auto 6.
I don't even know. It's not out yet, so I can't say if they are trying to be more progressive. The two things they confirmed is one, we're going to not rely on tropes and stereotypes. Cultural tropes and stereotypes as hard as we used to. And also, we're going to try and reduce the wanton fucking violence. Now, the tropes and the stereotypes,
Wait. They're going to reduce the violence?
I don't think so. I think it was the guns.
Hmm, you know? Okay.
So what I am excited to see is even better storytelling through video games. Because quite frankly, Grand Theft Auto has always been satirical. Mm-hmm. It's always done social commentary very well. Mm-hmm. And the fact that guns were so readily available was actually a satirical thing because it was mirroring how guns are readily available in American society.
Right.
That you could just, you know, leave jail and go get you a gun.
Wouldn't that be funny if they made it like hard to get them, like you have to do a background check?
Right. So like I'm actually excited because I feel like this creates space for, you know, more storytelling and like new narratives to pop up.
You liked playing this game too, Mary?
I loved Vice City. I think
I
don't even care about the storylines. I just like shooting people and running away from the cops.
Jesus. People are listening to this podcast. I'm sorry,
but it's fun.
It's fake. It's not real, folks.
Of course.
Yeah, it's fun to blow off a little steam.
Yeah. Don't a lot of video games have a lot of weapons? Isn't it very easy to get weapons in many games?
Yes. So to make it difficult would be funny.
And during the 90s, in that whole like satanic panic type era, it was video games are going to cause your children to be mass murderers. And quite frankly, I don't know that the ties to the two have ever been.
No.
Yeah, it's not. That's not the case. It's what else are you teaching your children outside of them getting video games? And also, GTA has always been rated M for mature, like that's above 17.
Like
so,
the God Pod, right?
Mm-hmm. So if your kid is actually getting GTA to play, that's actually on you, bro. Like your kid should not be engaging with that.
I'm so tired of this trend of people criticizing things for being woke when they've always been woke. Like Star Trek, when did Star Trek get woke? I think Captain Kirk recently said that. William Shatner, even.
He was not reading his scripts, evidently. Or what?
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace to Nichelle Nichols. Because
rest in peace.
She was a stalwart of, like, I didn't even prepare anything. But she was always cool because she made, like, it cool to be a Black girl who was into sci-fi.
We get to hang out with her now here in heaven.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to heaven, Nichelle.
It's just wild that woke always meant Black people talking to each other about being socially conscious. And now white folks have tried to co-opt the meaning of the word to mean
anything I don't like.
Exactly. Or anything where I'm not being centered in the narrative.
For the record, in the last game, GTA 5, you basically got to be like this hillbilly guy, Trevor, who, like, they're being represented. Why doesn't a woman get a chance?
Yeah. I think I'm excited for what the storytelling, like the opportunities for the storytelling, because it, even like everything is so methodical in that game, from the radio stations to to the ads in the billboards.
Oh, yeah. It's so brilliant.
So I want to see what they come up with. That's all I can say. I can't judge it because there's nothing here.
You make God so happy with your violent video games, humans. Keep making them. It's one of the only reasons I keep you around, along with excellent sitcoms.
I wonder when the game will come out. I sense it's still very far away. At least we're getting a little bit of information now.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's time for blessings and smites. I would like to go first and just be the first to mega, mega bless Beyonce.
And you know, because I'm not a hater, I'm excited that you're doing this. Thank you.
And I would like to smite Kentucky's Noah's Ark Museum. Maybe I'll send a flood. That'd be funny.
I want to bless Mary's praise of Beyonce and the Renaissance album.
Ass kisser.
That was an excellent moment for Mary here on the pod. I'm so glad that was all captured for everyone to enjoy. And I want to smite the glorification of private jets.
That's a good one for you, Jesus. That's very Jesus, bro. That's like so on brand.
I am a man of the people. I am the man of commercial air travel. I don't want to be seeing any more private jet photos. Thank you.
I would like to bless Beyonce. That Renaissance album, the care and the attention that you put into that is complete. It resonates with me and the people that it needed to resonate with. Thank you so much. You are very much appreciated for all that you did on there. Thank you.
I'm going to listen to it.
And don't touch nothing. Don't put it on shuffle. Just put it on your best speakers that you have in the house. It deserves, you know, that long speaker deck that like your parents would have had, the long ass one. That's what the Renaissance album deserves. It needs like crisp.
I'm going to listen to it today for the first time on my power walk around heaven.
Amen. Do that. Okay. Yeah. So I thank Beyonce for everything that she put into that album right there. I got all the references. I'm discovering more with each listen.
Wow. All right. I don't think you need to smite today. You've only got blesses.
I can't. I'm in a very good place.
She's on Cloud Bay.
I wish I could make people feel that good.
You do, God. You do. Through this podcast.
You used to.
I used to.
If you would smite the right people.
Oh, yeah.
Read the reviews of this pod again, God. You do.
Oh, yeah. It's never enough for God, Jesus.
Yeah, shout out to all the new listeners, okay? Reach out. We like to hear from you. Tweet God. He might not see the tweets because it's usually you and, like, right-wingers that are cursing him out. But, like, tweet him. Follow us on all the things.
Yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. All of these things are very, very important. But I really like engaging with y'all, so let me know. Like, what do you think?
And don't forget to follow the God Pod.
Don't forget.
Everywhere.
Rate it.
And listen. And thanks for listening to this episode, humans. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt not make the lottery so damn hard to win. Everyone should get to win the lottery at least once. And not like 500 million. Just like a cool mill. What's the big deal? Come on, government. Just give everyone $1 million. You know you're good for it. And don't forget God, okay? Let God win the lottery, damn it! The Lord has spoken.
Yeah.
Just put your order in. You can have as much as you want. There's plenty more.